In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill in for Kai Rizdahl. It's Monday, February 20th. Good to have you with us. The Republican Congress is pulling out an obscure law to start reversing regulations that were put into place by President Obama. It's called the Congressional Review Act, and it gives lawmakers the ability to kill new regulations as long as they act fast. Congress typically has a little more than 60 days from the time a rule is issued. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports.
Up until this Congress, the Congressional Review Act was only used once. Now, with President Trump on their side, congressional Republicans have already used the CRA several times and likely will continue until the clock runs out. On the chopping block, potentially dozens of last-minute Obama administration regulations. Darren Baxt is a research fellow at the Conservative Heritage Foundation.
Most of the time, you don't have a situation where both houses of Congress and the presidency are held by the same party. But we have a situation where the kind of stars are aligned.
Already overturned, a rule restricting coal mining companies from dumping waste into streams. Another, a regulation to limit methane gas emissions by oil and gas companies. Josh Mantell of the Wilderness Society advocated against these repeals.
Well, it seems that the regulations that they have decided to choose are ones that are opposed by some kind of major corporation or special interest group.
Now, groups like Mantell's have little recourse, because once you invoke the CRA, you can't go back.
It is a very blunt tool, because agencies can't reissue rules that are substantially similar.
Sophie Miller is with George Washington University's Regulatory Studies Center. That limit on issuing similar regulations means a rule can't be tweaked. It's just gone.
So if you want to completely get rid of these regulations, then it's probably to your advantage to use the CRA.
Which is why Trump and the GOP are acting quickly to use it while they can. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.